This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I don't think I should show up today. Super Don, can I back out of doing a show today?
Is it too late? You're here.
I'm too late. Oh, yeah. Man. I'm gone.
Stop.
That's it. I'm gonna be babbling. I'm gonna be bubbling. I don't know what's gonna happen tonight.
Why?
Everybody, all bets
Why
are
off. You so tired, Robert Scott Bell?
Matt, when Matt's on the board, Matt, be ready if you know, like dump button if I accidentally say something wrong because I'm just not in my body. Why? We were all weekend just having a great time, celebrating, partying. Not like I don't party, but you know what I mean. I'm just having fun. I celebrated my wife's 50th birthday down in South Florida with great friends, Paul Bertero and his wife Jacqueline, and Amanda Michael Haley from Stockton Aloe One. We were there for the big event they hosted, Unlock Your Power to Heal, and it went really well. Over 100 people came out, and it was just fantastic. But you know, when I do these out of town things, we don't normally go out. We're like an old married couple that doesn't do anything. I'm just revealing how boring our lives are, really. You know, I get done with the show. I'm lucky if I get 5 minutes of TV, you know, if I'm not that I'm into TV, but you know, if there's something, you go, I'm going to unplug for a moment. And by that time I'm done. But we were going, you know, we were staying up late. We went out to a nice organic farm to table meal. It was great. Really a wonderful weekend. But I realized heading back home today, of course we had a great Sunday broadcast as well as Super Don. If anybody missed, I don't know, what was it, segment 4 of the first hour? I think it was on Sunday's broadcast.
It was. Yes.
You want to laugh? Super Don came up with the unpublished list of 4. I thought it was 5, but 4 songs that didn't make the top 4 or 5, whatever. At a funeral, and you'll just hear us genuinely just bust a gut listening to what he came up with. So I think it's on YouTube as well, so you can check that out at robertscottbell.com. I think we've embedded it into the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. But yes, I'm not whining. In fact, I'm actually really happy about the weekend, and this morning especially, I had my boxing reunion. My boxing instructor, you know, he still does boxing fitness on the side. He's also a professional boxing coach. And I got to go back for a class this morning, and I missed that just terribly. I mean, I try to do the best I can on my own, but now I feel like a manly man, you know, after that workout again. Right?
Did you swallow 2 raw egg yolks before boxing this morning?
No, I forgot to do that.
Oh.
No. Actually, I went... See,
no,
normally,
yo, Adrian, for you. Huh?
No, it's not. See, I do that intermittent fasting. Like, I'll wake up, and I can work out, and I won't have to eat till 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No problem. Not a problem. Now, I was a bit hungry this morning a little earlier, probably about 11 or 11:30. I don't know when it was, because I had my just awesome workout, and I'm very pleased about that. But it hit me as I was coming home, and now I got home. I wanted to take a nap, couldn't take a nap, and so we're on the air, and I'm whining and complaining. I'm kvetching, even though I worked out like a manly man. So there you go. Take it as you can. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to call in and kvetch as well. 866-939-2355. Super Don doesn't know how to kvetch, just in case you want to teach him how.
Kvetch. I'm not even sure how to spell kvetch. You know what I was thinking, though, Robert?
What were you thinking?
I'll bet you would feel better if you had a nice, nutritious Michelle Obama school lunch. that probably would pick you up and make you feel better.
No, but I appreciate the thought. There's a hashtag thanks Michelle Obama, and kids are sharing pictures of their government sludge. It's not a lie. It's like, look at this slop. The lunch lady. What is that? Did that come off her face? What is that? And so they're very angry with Michelle Obama. Now, I'm torn by this, because if you're teaching kids that they can expect good things from the government, the lesson that they're learning here is actually a good one. But the lesson I don't want them to learn is that, oh, well, we can whine and complain and maybe they'll give us more of the same slop, right? Uh-huh. We're teaching our kids wrong things as it is. Like last week, what did we cover? Actually, we talked about it with Jonathan Ebord as well, that rights are given to you by government and they're actually privileges. Right. This is the kind of stuff.
School homework paper. I think this was in Ohio. Yeah.
This is what's being taught to kids. And you wonder why I say the government indoctrination centers. And then they feed you USDA-approved GMO slop. And you kids complaining to Michelle Obama? Your parents, first of all, shouldn't be sending you there. Or if they are, they should be sending you with your own food that you grew, if not gotten, you know, from a local farmer.
Man.
I know it's like a little outrageous for me to say things like this, but you got to plant the seed somewhere. That the kids are complaining to Michelle Obama, I got no sympathy for them. Because the government cannot feed you. And if you think they can, good luck finding a job when you get out of your government school with a diploma. It's not going to happen. Unless you're going to be flipping GMO burgers.
A diploma.
A diploma. That's right. You know where that comes from.
You said bloma. Kind of like, anyway.
A lipoma? Diploma, yeah. Duploma. No.
Well, listen, I got to say, kudos to the kids, though. They're making use of social media, and I think it's you know, they're doing at least a good service here of showing us and a lot of people what it is they're getting fed in the schools. If you take a look at these pictures, I mean, the first one says it all. Here's this tray, and it's got this shiny red apple. Okay, you know, apple.
Wax on, wax on.
It's got plenty of wax on it, for sure.
Yeah.
But if you take a look at what's in the little section of the tray in front of the apple, it looks like something that is a byproduct of eating food after it hasn't agreed with you very well, if you get where I'm going with this. Yeah. Yuck. I mean, what is that?
It's from a new company, products, they call it products from Uranus. Just kind of nasty, I agree.
If I were a kid and I had this put in front of me at school for lunch, I would probably react the same way. It would go right into the trash can. What is this?
Right. Well, they got, of course, applesauce, happy sauce. They have white refined flour buns with dried chicken patties in it that are not chicken, the reconstituted chicken parts.
And look at the third one. Can you identify what that is? Can you identify what this thing is? It kind of looks like maybe some kind of a meat product with some kind of old melted cheese, and it's wrapped up and squeezed into a ball.
Yeah, there might be a bean in there, and there might be like a shard of broccoli.
There's something green. I see something green.
It's a shard of broccoli or a shard of green glass. We're not sure. This is what's happening. I mean, you get better stuff at Halloween.
Wow.
And, of course, they have the USDA milk, low-fat, no-fat milk.
Right.
Corrected with all the antibiotics they could throw in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is not me complaining about school lunches. I'm like, dude, moms and dads out there, if you don't know that's what they're eating at school, you're probably not listening to this show. That's what I got to say. Probably the parents that are sending their kids to eat government-subsidized school lunches are not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm guessing. Otherwise, they're destitute and they have no other option. But we do have another, perspective on this. Coming from time.com. Lunch brought from home, this is the claim, lunch brought from home is unhealthier than cafeteria food. Really? But they have a picture of a lunchbox. They have a picture of a lunchbox with donuts in it. Now, moms and dads, God bless you for bringing kids in the world and hopefully you're feeding them well, but don't send your kids to school with donuts, because that would qualify as being as bad or worse. Just who are these parents that are doing that, or was this a mock-up just for time?
I would have to say this is a mock-up.
It is, because
trying to make a statement here that they think that parents are sending things comparable to donuts for lunch.
Because this is a Getty image. That means it's a photograph bank. So it's not an actual picture of a parent that actually stuffed donuts in a lunchbox to send their kids to school. So what is the point of this? I mean, is this just the blowback, the pushback from CIA.time.gov.com to say, hey, no, it's the parents that are bad here. The government really is the mommy and daddy that's taking care.
They did do some research. There was a study behind this, and they looked at the brought-from-home lunches from 242 kids at 8 elementary schools and 95 kids in 4 middle schools in the Houston area over a two-month period.
Yeah.
And they calculated the nutritional content of the home lunches, compared it to the school guidelines. Mm-hmm. And what they found was that the lunches brought from home had more sodium, fewer servings of fruit, fewer vegetables, and fewer whole grains and less milk than what it is that they're getting in the school, according to what they found here.
Right. But what is it that they're putting in, and who's packing the lunch? And it looks like in the study they didn't know if the kids are doing it. Because, listen, I'll say this. My daughter, you know, we're all organic, but she gets some treats sometimes. She would load her lunch box, if she has one. Yeah, we send her with stuff, one of those frozen lunch boxes. She'd probably load it with chocolate, organic chocolate, if she could. You know, that would be her lunch. Right. It's organic. So, you don't want to leave the kids to their own design here.
Here's my question. If we go back to the previous story and we take a look at that first picture, can you, by looking at that, tell me how many servings of fruit and vegetables, whole grains and milk are in that mush that's in the trailer?
We're not sure if it is, it's not constituted in any form that you can identify. And this stuff, I mean, this is food from the planet Zubla Dubla, the GMO planet. And I don't recommend it. Hey, if you've got an idea of what you want to eat for school lunches, you can call me. I don't mind. I mean, I'm sleeping through the show today.
And here's a good question. Go ahead. I mean, listen, what? Time Magazine, Time.com, is saying that parents are not packing correct lunches for their kids. What do you pack in your kids' lunch?
Right.
You know, I mean, you've got kids, they go to school. You know, is it just that the parents don't know how to pack a good lunch, or is it just they're just not educated enough to know what is good for kids and what's not?
Yeah. I just send my kids there with some organic shoe leather. They can chew on that.
That would probably be better than that strange.
No, I'm a slacker dad. That's not what I get.
Hey, leather's natural, though. Isn't it leather natural?
I mean, it's a moo cow thing. All right, let's take a break. Let's talk about our seniors, our elders. There is some more stupidity. I don't know if it's coming from the elders or their doctors. But if they agree with their doctors, then it's coming from the elders, too. We don't want that to happen. Stick around. We'll find out what that is. Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine, coming up a little later. Thank God. Could be here for more after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I just hope the next generation of old people are not as stupid as the old people out there today.
Wow. That's
yeah.
A blanket statement.
Well, I'm reading this, and again, not the old people that listen to this show, because right? I'm an old person now. I
present
think. I
company excluded. Okay.
I'm not, because, you know, once you can't remember how old you are, it's all bets are off. You know, I'm doing my lecture, you know, I acknowledge my wife, and I say, honey, how old am I? I don't remember. It doesn't matter, does it? How old is your body? Well, I feel a lot younger than it is according to what I remember old people being. You know, when we were young and we looked up at what old was,
right.
Don't you feel a little bit different than what you thought it would feel like?
Definitely. You know, I've always felt younger than my number.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of normal, though, for most people.
It's not just the coffee talking, right?
No, it's a little late in the day for that.
Okay. I you know, why did I say this? Because as I'm reading this story from healthfinder.gov about seniors and statin drugs, the seniors today, and for the last, I don't know, 10, 20 years, have fallen prey to the pharmaceutical mysticism and the doctors, the priestcraft of the church there, telling them that they are all deficient in cholesterol-lowering medication. This is what I mean by stupid. If they weren't stupid when they acquiesced to the pressure of the doctor, because they kind of grew up believing that the doctors actually knew what they were talking about, they become stupid once they accept the drug, the statin drug. The statin, of course, reduces cholesterol in theory and in practice, which then, of course, impacts negatively your brain and nervous system, maybe inducing Alzheimer's and dementia. I've said this for many years. And now they've reestablished the guidelines for cholesterol. And we talked about this over the last, I don't know if it goes back a couple of years, but certainly within the last year.
It was late last year, actually, when
okay.
they came out with the new guidelines for statins, and it was a big joke because
yeah.
they came out with these stats and these figures, and they actually mm-hmm. created a calculator online mm-hmm. for doctors to use, and you're supposed to input the age and their height right. and their weight and all this stuff like that, and it was funny because it was like everybody that they put into the calculator came out as somebody that needed a statin. Didn't matter what their situation was.
Well, and if you think that we were exaggerating or monkeying with the calculator, we weren't, because there's a new study that that just came out. 6,000 black and white Americans aged 66 to 90 found that 70% were eligible for statin therapy. Eligible. What does that mean, eligible? You're eligible. Hooray, I'm eligible. What does that mean, you're eligible?
It's like American Idol. I won.
I won. You're eligible to sign. Did you get a golden ticket? Yes, here's your statin drug. Including 97%.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say.
97% of those aged 66 to 75 and...
And...
All of the men.
All of the men.
Let's see. Here's your questionnaire. Are you a man? Yes. Check here. Oh, you're eligible. Here. You're eligible. Take this drug. The findings appear in a research letter published November 24th in the journal JAMA, Internal Medicine, the journal of the American Madness Association at this
point. This is just statin craziness 2.0 that we covered from last year. Nothing's changed. All it does is just point out the fact that everything that they suggested late last year about everybody needing statins is just as crazy now as it was then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing new here. They're just saying everybody needs to be on statins, especially if you're old and especially if you're a man.
Well, they are confirming what we calculated and that what we said would happen, what we predicted. And eventually, again, the goal is put it in the water and charge the government, which means the taxpayers foot the bill. What are you going to do when confronted with this? Do you believe high cholesterol is dangerous? Yesterday at the lecture, one guy came up to me, and I don't know how we got on the topic of cholesterol. Oh, he has low cholesterol, but he was real excited about that. And I said, well, sorry to hear that. Yeah. He says, he has low cholesterol. I said, I'm sorry to hear that. He's like, what? I said, yeah, you're more likely to not live as long, and you're more likely to have dementia. He's like, dude, I bummed him out. You mean I want more cholesterol? I said, yes. But I step back a moment. I said, listen, the bottom line is your liver. If your liver is healthy, it's going to produce what you need. If it's unhealthy, it'll be too high, too low, whatever. It's not what you need. It's the balance that's lost. And again, the whole idea of bad cholesterol, good cholesterol, it's a crock of cholesterol. Bad and good. It's a crock of cholesterol. It's a lie. It's all a lie. Stop with the statins. Heal your liver, and your cholesterol issues will go away. It'll be what they need to be. It's inflammation that you've got to concern yourself with. You know, think about the Inflammagon from Dr. Newsom, DRNUZUM.com. That alone is going to do tremendous things to reduce the real issue if you're worried about cardiovascular disease. And by the way, 100 micrograms of GTF chromium three times a day will elevate HDL if you need it. We've got more stories related to that. In fact, 5,000 kids every year being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in America. We're going to cure them 100 micrograms at a time. Are you ready for that? I certainly am. I'll take a nap. I'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, got some Super Earth energy in me. I'm ready to go. I am ready to rock and roll. Thank you, Dr. Newsom. What do we want to do now? Diabetes. 5,000 kids every year in the U.S. alone being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. 5,000 kids. Kids! Kids! What is type 2 diabetes? It used to be called adult onset diabetes. What is it now? Kids at 10 are becoming adults? They're becoming an adult. Little Johnny, congratulations. You have adult onset diabetes.
You're all grown up, Johnny.
You're all grown up. We're so proud of you. You're eligible for diabetes, right?
There you go.
Oh, statin's coming next, little Johnny. What the hell is going on? Think about this. Diabetes type 2, again, used to happen in the 60s and 70s of age, right? Age range. Now, 10-year-olds. 5,000 new ones a year cases. This was according to data collected from 2008 to 2009. And before that, the 02 to 05 stats were 3,600 new cases a year. Now it's up to 5,000. How high is this?
And even 3,600 is a big number.
Yeah. Well, is it a genetic disease? Because you know there are going to be doctors out there saying, well, it's just genetic. They're inheriting it. They're inheriting it. That's all. Is that really what you believe? How do you have a genetic disease that just explodes suddenly? That's not how it happens. This is a deficiency syndrome. This is a classic deficiency disease made manifest because the parents of those young kids now did not know that they were minerally deficient. What is that mineral? 100 micrograms, 3 times a day. Supplemented can reverse the diabetes. It's the chromium. We write about it in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, thanks to my good friend Christopher Barr. And I've seen it factual. It's true. I've seen reversals, not just anomalies, not just those that get lucky, but those who begin to supplement with the glucose tolerance factor form, whole food form of chromium. It's a difference maker. But nowhere in this article, and this is written, you know, so pretty fairly medically, hitting in the insulin stuff, insulin resistance.
Well, you know, they do touch on genetics.
Of course they do.
Well, of course. And, you know, one of the things they point out is mothers with the gestational diabetes mm-hmm. are more likely to have children who get the disease.
There's your moment of duh. If a mother has gestational diabetes, she is lacking in chromium. That's why she has it. And what is she going to give to her daughter or son? I got no chromium. Sorry, kids. They're going to grow and very rapidly diminish whatever supplies they have, and they're going to, you know, be blessed with, right? Oh, it's a blessing. My little Johnny, blessed. He's eligible earlier than ever. He gets to have a drug like metformin.
You know, it's interesting because they don't say anything about chromium.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Here, and no. The suggestion they give is feeding your child a balanced diet served in moderate portions.
What the hell does that mean? What a balanced diet. Okay, let's see. I'm weighing this burger and this hot dog. Look, they're coming up balanced on the scale. Oh, wait. Let's cut those portions in half. We've achieved it. We've done what they said, but my kid is not better. What's going on?
Well, here's the reason why. They talk about, especially they point out moderate portions, because they then follow that by saying that it's important to do that because obesity can actually trigger a child's genetic disposition to develop diabetes.
What a bunch of lion zits. I'm so sick of this. This is so stupid.
You're in a mood today.
I told you I would be. What do we put up with here, Super Don? What do I have to put up with here? The lunacy, the idiocy, the stupidity out there of the doctor class.
But nobody does it as well as you. You're the guy that gets to, you know, decipher and translate all of this for us.
Oh, man. These lifestyle
modifications. I know. It's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it.
I know. Call Mike Rowe. Dirty job. A balanced, sensible diet and at least 150 minutes of exercise a week and our main lines of defense. There are our main lines of defense. No, there's no mineral discussion whatsoever.
Differentiate between whole foods and processed foods, so we'll give them that much.
Where? Find that sentence for me. I'm going to give
them a healthful diet. Yeah. Begins with eating whole foods instead of processed ones and consuming only the number of calories your body needs to burn for energy.
Oh, great. Calories.
Calories.
I count calories.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I see it. Eating whole foods. There it is. Yeah. All right. Well, give them a little bit. I take back some of my, what was my histrionics there? Just a little bit of them. But I'm telling you.
They dance around it. They dance around really the truth and the answer here. They come close, but they don't quite get it.
Listen, my kids, of course, you know, raised them organically, but, you know, we were a product of fast food, junk food, four food groups. Government, of course, told us about them. And, you know, we weren't in the pictures of health. We had to work our, you know, little tushies on and off to get back to this state. And, of course, our kids are on a planet that is polluted now and deficient, all of that. So we supplement. You know, I could see with my son that he had a penchant for little hypoglycemia. So we would give him 100 micrograms of the chromium, the food-grown chromium we get from JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. And
look, lo and behold, his energy balanced immediately. Like, he would, you know, play soccer, you know, come home, go out and play soccer, and he was, like, fatigued one night. And I said, you know, this is the lesson for you, son. The next time, remember to take your chromium prior to going out to play. And it was like a night and day difference. It was so simple. It wasn't like he needed Super Don's coffee or anything. It was just the chromium that allowed for the release and the transport of the energy, the sugars that were needed. And these kids with diabetes don't have it. They're deficient. And yet, if the company that manufactures the food-grown whole food form of chromium were to acknowledge what I'm telling you today, the FDA would be on them, would shut them down, would swarm them with a SWAT team, with AR-15s. It just, you know, threatened to take them off the planet simply for saying something that is so obviously and patently true and validated in the scientific journals. But I'm not even going to go there. So if you guys want to reverse diabetes, go ahead, knock yourself in. If you don't, go ahead and knock yourself out with hypoglycemia and diabetes. Don't take chromium, right? Just ignore me. Don't do anything. Which I don't think you'll do that. No. Who am I talking to tonight? I'm just so mean. I feel like I'm being mean.
Well, listen, yeah, these stories are frustrating. They are. Right. They're very frustrating because we've been talking about this for a long time. And when you read these articles, you see they just keep repeating the same misinformation, the same misguided logic.
Yeah.
You know, year after year after year, but. On the, you know, at the same hand, you know, listen, yeah, you know, people are learning too, and we're starting to see a lot of good progress in a positive direction.
Speaking of listeners, let's go to them now.
Now?
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yay, question of the day time. We have a few of them. I hope we get to them all with Dr. Batar too. This one's coming from. I don't know. Is this anonymous? Anonymous writes in again.
Wow. The famous hacker group. It listens to the Robert Scott Bell
Show. It listens to Robert Scott Bell Show. They need help perspectives, too.
Okay.
I would love to have you express your opinion about preserved meats such as those containing sodium nitrate and nitrate. Is there any safe amount? I don't believe so, because what are preservatives designed to do? And Michael Haley talked about this, Dr. Haley from Stockton LO1. It's like preservatives? You say, well, it's designed to preserve your food. Well, how does it do that? It kills stuff. It kills bacteria. And if you're relying on your bacteria to digest your food, to help you produce neurotransmitters, endocrine compounds, to be the seat of your immune system, what is the safe amount of things that kill your immune system? I don't know what that might be. How about MSG, monosodium glutamate, an excitotoxin? Read excitotoxins, the taste that kills. And you'll find out there's not really a safe amount of that either. And it's something we do all the time. This anonymous has a friend who thinks that it's not that big a deal if it's only just a little every now and then. Right? You've heard that argument. Well, a little bit of poison now and then is good for you. Right? Everything in moderation. Including things that can kill you. I like that. What are they talking about? Things in moderation. Poison in moderation. It's a daily thing for his friend. This person, anonymous, says that he or she reads labels and would choose to lose the products that contain these chemical preservatives, but it's a bit frustrating. Oh, somebody else is frustrated. It's not just me today. I need some argentum nitricum, homeopathic silver nitrate for my frustration. It's a bit frustrating to talk to my friend about this because, for one thing, he comments on natural news all the time, multiple times in a day, so he knows how smart he is. I don't know what that means. He listens to your show daily, too, so of course he's smart. All right, anonymous, may give you some props for that. But I feel like he puts on a double standard. He doesn't really eat many vegetables, though he talks about how anti-cancer fighting organic produce can be. He also speaks against processed foods, the evils of their consumption. But he buys white buns and eats them like they're the best.
Hmm.
Processed. But they're a good deal, he says. They're a good deal. He prefers white flour and white rice to whole grains. And anonymous here says, OMG! Anyways, I know he values your opinion very much. I would just like him to hear from you that he should read ingredients and eliminate chemical preservatives and maybe tell him why. Though he already knows.
You know, this kind of sounds like an intervention to me.
It does to me. Spend some money and time feeding him. What am I going to do here? You know, you love and you care about your friend, Anonymous. I get that. But you're annoyed at your friend because he or she knows better. Well, he knows better. He knows better, but he's still doing the wrong thing, but he's talking a good game. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy that may be upsetting you, right? And I get that. I understand that. But, I mean, bless him for trying to speak out about the right thing, even if he's doing the wrong thing.
Well, here's what I would say to this, because it sounds like I don't know whether it's just somebody being concerned about somebody else and wanting them to be convinced of what they should do, or there might be a little bit of, I don't know, maybe a little frustration there because somebody's saying one thing and doing another.
Yeah.
Here's where I would go with this. I would say your friend obviously knows what the truth is, knows what's better because they do talk about it, but they choose not to do everything that they say. So you kind of just let the chips fall where they may, and if they get sick or something happens like that, they can't blame anybody else but themselves, right?
Yeah, and I don't want you, Anonymous, to burn yourself out worrying about your friend. Just keep sending the vitamin L their way. Support them when they're ready. But yes, it does matter, Anonymous's friend. It does matter. Every little bit at parts per million kills the things in your body at parts per billion and trillion. It does matter. Clean up your act, or your anonymous friend might do it for you. Or leave. I don't know which one. All right, stick around. We got to deputize some deputize reindeer?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live stream at GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I was hoping to hold off on reindeer stories till after Thanksgiving, but lo and behold, we couldn't do it. Heck, they're already playing Christmas music everywhere anyway. Why not? Why not? Let's go to Siberia, the Russian Arctic regions near Lapland and Santa's home. Yeah, you hear it. I hear it. They are going to give reindeer who are out of work due to the poor economy an option in Siberia that they didn't have before. The Siberian police are considering deputizing reindeer. That's right.
No.
Deputizing reindeer.
Deputy Donner.
Yeah. On Donner, on Blitzen. Go catch the bad guys. Right. Evidently, their Siberian snowmobiles are breaking down too often, and the bad guys are getting away on their getaway reindeer.
Getaway reindeer. Who would have thought in Siberia the criminals get away on reindeer? Yeah.
So it's not new for the Russian police, who are unfortunately running out of fuel for their helicopters, so they're using flying reindeer. This would join the animal ranks of about 150 donkeys and mules already employed by the Russian Defense Ministry. What is poor Putin? I mean, he's putting up a good face despite his Russian Defense Military Ministry using mules and donkeys.
Mules, donkeys, and now reindeer.
Reindeer.
And
that's going to put them over the edge, right?
They say that the legislation that will be governing these animals is also allowable in local law enforcement. So apparently there's no posse comitatus in Siberia.
Not for reindeer, anyway.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn incredible. And like you said, they've re-upped it. See, the Cold War is on, and now it's like they've upped it because we don't have reindeer.
We don't have reindeer. Yeah, we need to get a hold of the Pentagon.
We need a new, like, START treaty for reindeer. Of course, there's a story underneath it about resurrecting ancient viruses from caribou poo. You know the CDC is all over that.
We'll cover that one another day.
Yeah, another day. We got Dr. Bitar coming up, thank God, as I say, advanced medicine in a little while.
Hey,
Robert, right now, to the teenagers.
Your son plays video games.
Yeah, they all like Minecraft, although I like getting them out of the house more than that. But yeah, game controllers are they're not things of the past, although now it's all gone over to computers. But they're doing something different with game controllers, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, listen, the Kickstarter. Kickstarter is really cool, and we've actually had a few people on with new products or things that they're starting up. Kickstarter is a great way to get crowdfunding to try and fund a new idea.
Yeah.
These guys came up with something here. It had to do with double take.
Yeah, it reminds me of the movie Rollerball, but you can play this at home. and it's a bloody sport, but you've got to know about moms and dads. You are on alert. This is coming to your home if you're not careful.
Bloodsport, we're raising the stakes of gaming by making it so that when you lose blood in the game, you lose it in real life as well. With our other projects like Shoot the Banker, Surrogate, and Prank House, we took the real world and brought it into the digital space.
Now, we're taking the consequences of the gaming world and having them affect you in real life.
Right, enough of that, like, fake blood. I mean, it's like not even like World Wrestling Federation fake. I mean, they're just going to take in your blood to get shot in the game.
Truly, I don't know how to react. I'm fascinated, but at the same time, I'm going, what the hell? They actually wire up, like, a blood donor machine, like when you go to the Red Cross to donate blood, to the video game, and every time in the game, if you get shot or you bleed from this, you know, very obviously violent, gory game, it actually draws blood from you into, you know, one of those things that the Red Cross uses.
I don't believe you. Let me see. I'm going to hear this next clip and see if this will change my mind, because Super Don may be on board with us. Let's see.
Our goal is to take blood sport to clinics across the country so you can take part in blood donation gaming events.
With Canada's shortage in the blood supply, don't wait for blood sport to come out. Grab your buddies, go to any of your local donor clinic, and see who gets dizzy first.
You hockey puck, this is a Canadian game. Did you hear that?
I did. So basically what they're trying to do is encourage people to donate blood, and in order to do that, they'll get the gamer guys to go to a blood bank and play against each other, and, you know, in the same process, end up donating blood every time that they get shot or hurt or something.
Yeah, man, this is so... This,
I think
it's
kind of a cool idea, but, you know, obviously, you know, we were talking off the air, and you kind of corrected me a little bit as far as the whole blood donation thing, that it's not
scam.
What I thought it was.
Yeah, it's a scam. The Red Cross profits off of your blood and gives you a few cookies in return.
Yeah.
And they sell that blood plasma for hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. It's a rip-off.
They create medicines and vaccines. Oof. Okay,
Oof,
I get it.
Right,
now.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you can use isotonic solutions to clean seawater, coconut water to replace some blood plasma that you've lost. Of course, that's not necessarily patentable. It's not as profitable. And then there's no blood trade. And then there's no bloody game controllers sucking the blood out of your kids. Stop it! All right, we're going to stop it for a moment, and we're going to rejoin with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Why are we doing that? You know it, my friends. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.